Well, yeah, the BET Awards were last night. Some thought the show was good. Some didn't. Highlights included Nicki Minaj's acceptance speech. Now, who is she talking about here? Let's listen.
What I want the world to know about Nicki Minaj is when you hear Nicki Minaj spit, Nicki Minaj wrote it. And I'm still one of the only MCs that's out here spitting metaphors and making you think. And I really don't even care if I get my credit or if I don't. I don't look at myself as a female rapper because I know what I do.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. We were thinking that she's kind of going at Iggy.
Yeah.
Azalea. She's going at other.
She's going at a lot of people.
But that, I don't care whether I get my credit or don't. Who's that at?
Is that, at is that young?
Kim. It's that's possible. Lil' Kim, because Lil' Kim was making a big beef about how, you know, you need to pay homage to me.
Yeah, could be.
You know
could
what I mean?
Be, yeah.
Maybe.
Give me credit.
Thing, can we just be honest? There's not really any other female rappers
she's
out
what,
there.
She's 5 years? Years?
She will win in nobody every close. Category forever because there's no, but she has no competition.
She did. She had Charlie Baltimore.
Charlie Baltimore was doing awards when I was in high school.
She
don't play
four.
With me.
When Charlie Baltimore you, was
I mean, she doesn't. I mean, Eve, what the
Eve
what did Eve do?
Eve.
Tell
remember
me.
She put an album
I love Eve. I mean, she just married a billionaire, but besides that, I don't know what
but
else
you know,
she's done.
Every year they do that. They just pick any females
any
to fill
female
up the category.
That can be an art. Yeah, so she really doesn't have a lot. I'm not saying she's not great, but she doesn't have competition.
Chris Rock had a few hits and misses.
Like?
Yeah, it was fun.
I thought he did pretty good. What I loved, the best bit that they did, whereas they went out to this monster truck rally in some backwoods place, man, where, you know, it's like the mouth-breathing country dudes, and asking him about BET and what it... Wow. We need to pull that up. That was a good bit.
And what about what he said about Paris?
Paris Hilton. Oh, you get your Kardashian on.
Yes.
She was Kardashian before Kardashian.
She was
now,
Kardashian.
Now, somebody texted and said that she had a little nip slip.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Who would know? Who could tell? Exactly. She's got no boobs.
Yeah, well...
Well, okay, performances.
Good for her, though.
Yeah, let's talk about performances. People like the Chris Brown, Trey Songz, August Alsina collab. Yeah. Well, I guess Trey Songz and August
Alsina. I thought
August
that was excellent. That's over. But I also thought Chris Brown was awesome. Everybody like, oh, he looks a little chubby. No.
That's that called is, being
that's,
healthy.
That's being helped. That's being off of medication.
Yeah, his little baby face is back. Hey, coupled up. People are talking about T.I. and Tiny sitting together in the audience.
Holding hands. Good. And Mayweather was there.
Yeah.
Hey, everywhere.
You know what else? Yeah. People are talking about Jennifer Hudson. They didn't like it very much. They like
she looked good.
She looked great. The song
she looked great. She was Instagramming her practicing and stuff. Now,
she had
what,
a look on her face like, I don't think everybody was digging this record.
Yeah.
She had that kind of look on her face
she
when
knew.
She was done.
She knew.
Right.
Usher performed, but it wasn't that great.
It was awesome.
Twitter is going on Ciara. I think Ciara was the one they went on the most. Yeah.
No,
Sammy Sosa really Twitter. She looked like Sammy Sosa Twitter.
Her makeup was like not good. As and Albert was a bad.
And they was going on August Alsina. They put that picture of
of
Martin Lawrence from Blue Diamond. What was it? Blue Diamond up? with the little twist and the glasses.
Yeah, what was that?
They were real mean.
And he was crying when he got his first award, and I didn't see one tear.
Yeah, that's how he was crying like babies do.
Like Robin
just pick
Dick
me up.
Crying.
Yes, like Robin Thicke.
So
wait a minute, but what happened with Robin Thicke and Bow Wow on the red carpet?
Okay,
what
I saw that before the show.
What was that?
He asked him about, were you out partying? Bow Wow asked him, were you out partying? And he bent down to Bow Wow and said, and laughed, that's none of your business, Bow Wow. Bow Wow's face went cold.
Yeah, because he's not Bow Wow anymore.
Right. That wasn't it. He was pissed. What he said to him, I could tell the Bow Wow, Chad, was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And he immediately cut off the interview and tossed it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was supposed to do that,
mm-hmm.
but I could see... You know, Robin looking at Bow Wow as he was tossing it to end the interview.
Like, oh, we done?
Like, oh, it's like, that it?
Hey, maybe it was that Bow Wow thought Robin Thicke was trying to steal his look.
Really?
Because Robin, you had to look twice. You thought he was a fair-skinned black man.
I mean, I don't know. What's that about?
A buzz cut.
Yeah.
And he had a really dark tan.
Well, what is that?
I like that.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. All right, so moving on. Rick Ross was arrested over the weekend in North Carolina. Actually, it's some minor. He was supposed to appear in court to face a charge of misdemeanor marijuana possession last year. Didn't show up, so he saw the judge, released on $1,000 bond. I'm Al Freeze. That's all out the way. I got more stuff coming up next hour.